On day one of the championships tomorrow at Royal Randwick, the grand finals of Australian racing, and of course, well, what about the lineups with the TJ Smith, the Derby, the Inglis Sires, etc. And Paul Joyce now joins us on this Friday to try and find us a winner. G'day, Joycey.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. G'day, boys. What a meeting, Dave. You're right. Four big group ones. The sun's out today. This track will improve. I think we'll get to about a soft six. And beautiful. It should be outstanding racing.
How do you, as a form expert, approach these races? Because, I mean, your dead set can go through like that TJ and you can make a case nearly for every runner.
Yeah, well, I think the TJ in particular, you're right. You've probably got the four big guns there at the moment and they're probably Bivouac, Nature Strip, Eduardo and Masked Crusader. Look, I don't have much between them. So the listeners out there, whichever one you fancy, I think you just back it and hope for the best. Eduardo's flying. Nature Strip, we know on his day, can be brilliant. Masked Crusader is the new kid on the block. And look, my money will go on Bivouac, but he hasn't been at his best this campaign. But I do think tomorrow he gets the right run on the right surface. And at his best, I think Bivouac's the best sprinter in the field. So my money will be on Bivouac, but there's not much between them in the TJ.
Could you make a case for September run?
Really tricky one to line up, Loz, because we just haven't seen her at her best, the Sydney way of going. All her best form's been in Melbourne. But her run in the William Reid at Moonee Valley, considering the way the track played that night, it was probably the run of the race. So I did leave her out of the big four, but she could be the knockout horse for sure.
What about Libertini?
Well, I think the wet track has probably brought Libertini's chances to an end. She can knock these off on her day, but generally she's done it on good tracks. And even though we've got nice weather today, I don't think we'll get into the good range for her.
What about the Doncaster, mate? How did you assess that?
Well, I'm super keen on Mugatu here. The more I look at the race, the more I just want to keep putting my money on Mugatu because everything's in his favour. He's got the perfect gait, perfect track conditions. I've never seen him race better. I think he's a dead set miler. And the way you break this race up with speed coming from out wide, there's not a big spread in the weights. I just can't see how Mugatu loses. With even luck, I think he wins, and he wins by a couple of lengths. So I've marked him clearly on top of number 9, Aegon, the Kiwi. He's probably the X-factor horse. Avilius, going well. And I'm keen to see how Moonga goes, the 3-year-old, down in the weights. But, you know, the wide gate, you'll probably need everything to work out for Moonga to get over top of them.
Joycey, Loz's selected Animo is one of the legs in his multi this morning, along with the Irishman. Do you think Animo's a lock? Do you think it'd be very hard to beat?
Yep, I think he's a lock. I think Loz is sweet there. That Golden Slipper form, there's no stronger 2-year-old form this year as there usually isn't. And if you've ever watched a Golden Slipper and thought which horse is looking for further, it was Animo. And he gets that extra distance. He's drawn the right gate. And I think he'll be winning by a couple of lengths as well. So I think Loz is at least halfway there.
What about in the Derby, mate? The Kiwis aren't going to knock us off, are they?
Oh, the Derby. No, I don't think they will. Look, my money's on Skylab. I loved his Rose Hill Guineas run. He drew 14 of 14. J-Mac did his best, but he was still wide the whole way. Made a long, searching run from the 800. I think when the barriers came out and J-Mac saw barrier 6, he would have been giggling because he just knows he's going to get a softer run here. The horse looks like he'll run 2,400 all day. And I think the biggest danger is the filly Montefilia. And to be fair, I thought Skylab was a shade stronger than Montefilia in that Rose Hill Guineas. So I can't see why they'll turn the table. So no, I'm confident with Skylab. Rocket Spade, the Kiwi, he looks the best of the Kiwis, but so far, unusually, the Kiwi 3-year-old staying form hasn't been holding up out here this year. So let's hope we get away with it for another week and we can get an Aussie home.
Joycey, have you got anything out wide for us? Away from the big group ones. I like that.
I do. And it's early, so we'll be able to fill the pockets. Race 2, number 8, High Supremacy. One for the Freedman Stable, Dave, so you'll like that. J-Mac rides, you'll like that. He's got a lovely barrier, and I think this horse has been set for this race. And it is a race the trainers often line up, this Carbine Club Stakes. It's always a good betting affair. And this horse was tested at a mile back in the spring, and he ran second behind Eleanor in a Group 3 race. And I just reckon they've given him a couple of pipe openers, and he'll be ready to go on Saturday. So that's Race 2, number 8, High Supremacy.
And what about Race 3, the New Haven Park Country Championship Final? Joycey, Art Cadeau's the favourite. Do you think he wins?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's always one of the trickiest races to assess. You've got form lines from everywhere. It's an absolute nightmare if you want to spend hours and hours on it. But at the end of the day, look, Art Cadeau's got the perfect gait. Tommy Berry knows him well. And you don't get too many horses, guys, that have had 10 starts and never finished outside of the top two. So when you get a horse that reliable and that consistent and his favourite, you don't mind putting your money on him. And he'll be carrying my money in the country championship. Championships final.
Now, for those punters out there that are listening to Joycey and they've seen, obviously, Paul on Sky Thoroughbred Central and listened as well on Sky Sports Radio, following Paul's in a punters club. And as all punters clubs, they've had some big success over the years. I think a Vegas trip was on the happened from Paul's win. So we're not just talking, you know,
a couple hundred bucks.
Not at the, you know, Sussex Inlet Bolo. We're talking off to Vegas. Gee, you loved it. How'd you go in Vegas, Joycey?
Oh mate, we love Vegas, and we've had one trip out of the punters club there, and we actually had one lined up last year. We had the money all ready to go before COVID hit. So at the moment, I think we've got over 100,000 sitting in the kitty.
What?
And we've got nowhere to go. So
well, Michael's got a really good boat. You can borrow for a couple of weeks, and international waters away you go.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do. We had a meeting last night, actually, over a few frothies, and we still haven't decided where we're off to. But as soon as we're allowed to travel again, I'm sure we'll find somewhere.
How many are in your punters club?
We've got 10.
Jeez, you blokes are flying. So high supremacy.
It's been a long wait, but yeah, no. We've got
better than our punters club.
Yeah, how's it?
Even had one collect this year.
Oh, Paul, enjoy today, mate, as you prepare for tomorrow, that first day of the championships. Wonderful weather too in Sydney, a bit of heat in the air, and it's going to be a beauty, isn't it?
An absolute beauty, Dave. Looking forward to it. Best of luck, guys. Good luck with all your bets, and let's hope that punters club turns things around tomorrow.